Hello and welcome to Bowler's Grind. I'm your host, Marshall Kennebrew, and today co-host Kyle Michalowski and myself discuss the TAT tournament that we bowled in, as well as the Big Kahuna tournament that took place at the Gold Coast Casino. We're also going to talk about a couple mechanical things we each are working on, so we hope you guys enjoy the podcast. For me, I am really struggling to have a consistent release with my two-handed game, especially in competition. So I noticed that, like, if I'm bowling sport pattern practice or even just early morning practice at the South Point, I can pretty much get my follow-through going and stay pretty consistent with it. But in competition, I've been doing this kind of shovel thing.
Yeah.
And it's been driving me nuts. And fortunately, I record when I bowl, so I can kind of try to catch myself and fix a problem in competition. But as most sports athletes would say, that, you know, when you're trying to compete, it's not the best time to be focusing on your mechanics. And that's kind of the little fight and struggle that I'm dealing with in tournaments. So I've just noticed that I've been doing the shoveling thing. That's just been the hot topic on my brain. Other than just the few tournaments that we bowled in recently, we can go over those. But being not as consistent with my releases as I'd like to right now.
Okay. So for me, it's after the few tournaments that we just bowled, I spent the day today at the Nerd just trying to grind out what exactly is wrong, because I had everything locked up for a second and then it just kind of fade away. And I'm noticing these longer formats, I'm starting to get into a rhythm and start finding it, but I find it at the end when it's already over and I can't make up the games at that point. And so today I spent about 3 hours of nonstop bowling, just going, focused on spares for the first hour, and then went to striking for the next 2 hours. And I keyed in on what's been causing it, because, like, normally I feel like I can hit my target and not really, like, be concerned about missing the shot. Like, it's just like I will go right to where I want it normally, but, like, last month or so, it's just not been there, and I'm trying to figure out if there's, like, something wrong exactly. And I think what I keyed on upon was my weight transfer was lacking, which was causing me to not really have a good foundation for my throw, which was resulting in me using less power and also less control, and giving my body less time to do its thing and putting me in a bad position while I was doing it. So when I was practicing, I was just going through a bunch of different things my coaches have mentioned to me over the years, just trying to see which one is it that's out of whack right now. And as soon as I started thinking about the weight transfer one, which is, like, I focus on having my weight in my right knee up until my push, or up until my slide step or my power step, and then I transfer it all into my left knee, which creates a better balance and all that stuff that I just said. And on top of that, if I keep my swing long, my ball goes dead on to where I wanted it to. So, like, I was practicing and, like, I was literally like, I was like, okay, I'm going to hit that arrow and I'm standing way over here. And I was like, okay, so I did that, bang, hit it dead on. And then, like, even for example, I was shooting some hard spares and, like, a 4-9. I shot a 4-9. I had to shoot it back up so that it would hook back a little bit. But I shot it like I was shooting a 7-pin. I did the weight transfer thing, did the backup on it, bang, shot it over. I did the same thing for a Greek church. Unfortunately, the church, the pins don't always fall the way you want it to, but I sent the pin over into the three and took out two of them and left the single one standing. So that was the closest I've ever been to picking up a church. And then, like I was picking up washouts and different shots just without even having to think about it. Like a lot of times, like I start like trying to be too perfect, but if I can key in on these things and get them locked in, I'm feeling really good for the tournaments upcoming.
So let me jump in right there. So one of the things you're saying that you're really keen in on, that let me make sure I'm hearing this correct, is the weight transfer from your right knee into your left knee, and you do that on what step?
So I keep it in the right knee all the way until I'm literally going into my last step. So as I'm slide, like I'm about going into my slide step.
Okay, so like as you're walking, one, two, three, four, do you'd say what percentage of your weight is on your right knee?
Well, I don't like do it. I just think about it like more weight in it. I don't like put like 80 or 100%. I just think of like maybe like think of it like 60 40 or something like that, where you're just like you're putting the pressure on that knee instead of your left knee, so that once you switch to your left knee gets into a better position. Obviously, this you should take it slow if you try this, just so you don't hurt yourself. But that's basically what it is, and that's one of the things one of my coaches had me do a while back, and it did work back then. It was just the one thing I had a problem with back then when I was doing it was that sometimes it would cause me to tug it just because the weight transfer went over there. But now that I have more things in line and my body's in better position from other things, now it's causing me to hit my target. And also the tug is, I think, is a result of when my swing's too short. So if my swing is too short, then I tug it automatically, and it's not really from that the weight transfer. It's from my ball being in a bad spot, and then the weight transfer happens at the wrong time, and then it causes the tug.
Got it. So you're basically saying that if you figure out this weight transfer and kind of lock it in and make it a habit going forward, that you think it'll fix a lot of your issues above with the tug and things like that.
Yeah, so then if I can get those things locked in, I feel like it'll be just down to lane pay and ball choices at that point. I won't have any more physical issues.
That's good. No, that's good. You're figuring out all the symptoms, just kind of cut out things that are holding you back, and you put all your energy into things that can kind of make you more consistent. And I mean, it sounds to me like you'll have more power, more accuracy, and you seem pretty confident with your hitting your target. At what point did you feel like you kind of locked it in that 3 hour session? Do you feel like, it's just going to pop up in a Saturday tournament this week if you were to bowl, or do you think it's going to take a little time?
I think it, as long as I focus in on it and practice and get it going early enough, it'll be able to be effective across the board. So I'm hoping that I can implement it in a tournament. I don't bowl till next week, so I won't know till probably league next Wednesday, because I'm only bowling the Wednesday night league now. Because of the golf course schedule. But now I'm going to get a test on the pattern on the Wednesday night league. I'm bowling pretty decent on that pattern though, so I don't know if it'll change too much. I might get a few more strikes. But for example, I haven't been throwing a lot of strikes recently, but like today I threw nine baggers. I threw 12 in a row at one point, and I threw not in a whole game, so I didn't shoot 300. It was like a game, and then I finished and I started in the next game and threw two more and then left a 10 pin.
Hey, so one last question for you about this weight transfer thing. Do you think, as far as drills go, because this sounds like maybe something that I can try to implement, and because I mean, if your coaches recommend it for you, I don't see why I shouldn't maybe check this out. Would you recommend maybe like a one step? Do you think that would kind of translate doing the weight transfer in the last two steps?
I think you would need to at least do a three step, just because a one step you're just going straight into it, so it's automatically there and you can't really get the feel of having the weight in the one and then switching over.
Okay. All right. Good to know. I'm going to be working on a couple things come Monday. I think the sport pattern practice is back at the Gold Coast with Edwin. So we will be there doing that, working on a couple different things. And I think, I feel better at, go ahead.
It might not be back. Edwin posted, but it's also a holiday, and he had to cancel last week due to a holiday, so it may not be this week. That's yet to be determined, but we'll just shoot him a message and see.
Okay, if by any chance we don't have that going on Monday, I would like to still bowl Monday, and just maybe go to the Wildfire Lake or anywhere. We'll figure something out. But I do want to work on a couple things. If there is a sport pattern practice, I do feel pretty good when I know that I'm like kind of breaking the 3 hours into a couple different things, whether the first hour spares, the next hour is just streaking together marks and things like that. So I do want to kind of game plan, at least for me, what I want to do on the Monday night practice. I don't know if there's anything that you want to kind of hone in on, maybe your weight transfer or things like that.
Yeah, I'm just gonna focus on locking that in. The more I can make it subconscious, the better. Because if you can do things subconsciously, then you can just focus on what's happening on the lanes a lot more, and focus on ball motion and ball choices then, and you don't have to worry about physical errors and stuff like that.
Makes sense. Makes sense. So to kind of pivot into a little story real quick. I bowled in the Big Kahuna this past weekend, and not to focus so much on the scores, did average, I would say. I bowled my average. And then in the second set, bowled a slightly below my average. So just wasn't feeling comfortable, was watching the film, was doing a lot of the shoveling and not following through. My left and right arm, we just almost finished by my waist, and it was almost like I was just pushing the ball forward. But one of the guys, Doug, he recommended this team to me, and they were great, good guys. They're really, really knowledgeable, and one of them was a global staffer. So it was really cool talking bowling with them. But one of them noticed something on one of my shots, and I'm really glad that they noticed this, and it kind of ties into the weight transfer things that you're talking about. I don't know if, did I mention anything about this to you yet?
Yeah,
Okay.
you said that your slides were completely different.
Yeah, so I bought this pair of shoes. It's a new interchangeable pair of shoes for the first time about maybe a month ago or 3 weeks ago. And I put the Max Slide on because I've been bowling a lot at the Gold Coast, and typically there the approaches are pretty sticky. And I know that the 10 that came with the package is the one that slides the most. You can purchase a 12, but I just had the 10. And I've been bowling and, thinking that everything's fine. And one of the guys kind of mentioned, he goes, "Hey, I he's like, are you, let me see the bottom of your shoe." And I show him the bottom of my shoe, and he goes, "You have the Max Slide on, and you have the like stick, what is it called? The stick heel, or what do you call it?"
Yeah, the plant heel, basically, it's just the heel. It's basically like the heel that you would have on your right shoe where it just doesn't move at all.
Right. So he goes, "You got basically two different things going on." And he goes, "And you're kind of planting with your heel." He goes, "All your weight is starting with your heel. And then you kind of turn your foot." And I looked at the film, and I started watching a lot of old videos that I would do over the past week or two. And he's correct. And so he goes, "Here, try this out." And he's showing me a couple different heels. Then I go in my bag, and I come to find out that I have a couple different heel options as well that came with the shoes. So I didn't want to try it right away. So I waited till the fill shot. And wouldn't you know, that was a good decision because I get up there and, you know, I get back and I pull the, I swear I felt like I was gliding into the entire lane. And I almost just had to, like, I don't know what I did. I just put my hands down to stop myself because all my weight was just flowing instead of being stopped. And I only took one shot, but that one shot was enough to make me feel like my arms and my body were kind of free for once. And I didn't want to mess around with it, you know, game three in a four game set. So I said that I would figure that I would mess around with that going forward. But it was really telling when you have a different heel. I never focused on the heel aspect of it. I always thought about the front, the toe and the slide. But now I'm going to have to find a happy medium with a good slide and a good heel. I don't know what numbers you use or which combination you use, but one of the first things you said to me when I was messing around with two-handed at GameWorks back in the day was that you have to slide, and this heel has been preventing me from sliding properly, I feel like, which then causes, as soon as I stop, as soon as I come to that halt, my upper body is flying forward.
Yeah, and then you shovel it.
And then I shovel it because I don't know what else to do. It's like my top half is reacting to my bottom half, and then I'm just twisting the ball to try to get it to spin. So hopefully, that's the big takeaway from this big Kahuna tournament. I figured out a mechanical, a flaw of mine that I can kind of iron out going forward.
Yeah, so I would suggest just going down the from the one that you use now and just go down a step each time till you find the one that feels good, because you don't want to jump all the way down and then just fall over.
Oh, for sure. No. And so Monday, we're definitely going to be doing some experimenting, or at least I am, with my shoes, getting that locked in because, you know, for bowling about a year and a half, almost 2 years now, I feel like I should have my shoes and footwear figured out, but I don't. Like I said, I just purchased these shoes. And before that, hell, I remember asking Ramsey back in the day, and he kind of asked me, like, why would you want to do this? But I felt comfortable at the time. I was bowling in Pumas because I was like, I just like to plant and it seems more consistent. I can kind of get in the same spot every time. But then the more I planted in those Pumas, the more I started feeling a little bit more leg and knee problems. So I kind of understand the slide now.
Yeah, so the slide allows one to give your knees a break, but two, it allows your swing to be long, which allows it to have a flat spot, which the flat spot is basically at the bottom of the swing where it stops moving up and down. It's just moving left and right, and that's it. And that's like the best thing you can do with your swing. The longer your flat spot, the better, your reaction's going to be, and the more consistent it'll be, because it's going like parallel with the lane. So it's not going into the lane, and it's not going above the lane. So you're not hitting up on it, and you're not just plowing it into the lane and killing all the energy right on release.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. You know, I look back on the films for the past couple of weeks now a lot differently because a lot of my bad shots, I don't want to blame it on my foot, but my foot's connected to my legs and it's all kind of connected. And a lot of times I'm kind of running towards the line or putting a lot of momentum towards the line, and then it all just stops and I kind of see my hands trying to figure it out in a hurry. Which is why instead of it being elongated arm swing, it's just short and it's just in and out of the zone is what it looks like. So I'm excited to work with that. It's not going to be fixed by tomorrow. And again, it's on a lot of spare shots, a lot of spare shots that are, you know, the damn head pins there. And sometimes I would miss it and I go, why did I do that? And I'm twisting my arm, but I see that my foot was stopping well early or well short of where it should have. So see if we can figure that out. What else was going on in your world in the past week or so?
Well, in the past week, it's just been league, but before we had tat going on, and I didn't do well in qualifying up to my last round, and then I found something and shot 680 with four missed makeables, so I had 720 out there, and that was enough to qualify. And then I get to the finals, and I forgot that it was a one game elimination, and so I thought I had more time. The guys on my pair had more handicap than me, so I was like, okay, I'll play it safe and just make sure I make my spares and keep myself in play. So I go, and I have like I'm clean until the ninth frame, and then I missed a little left, and I knew I had no miss left with the ball that I was throwing, and I was like, crap. And what it do, it just went through the face and left the 3, 6, 7, 10, and I didn't get any count, but even if I got count, it wouldn't have mattered. I needed to pick it up. And yeah, that shut me out. I tied with the guy for second, but he had 15 more pins than me, so I was done.
Sorry to hear that. I at least made it around further than I did. I bowled in the tat as well. I did one qualifying round and a couple of VIPs. I had one saved VIP from a previous tat. And I bowled slightly above my average. Sport patterns, I like playing a little bit more straight up, and trying to kind of controlling the angle and having the pocket more in front of me. And I think I did pretty well, but again, running into that shoveling issue, I hadn't really thought about or been told about the foot problems at this point. So I was kind of just more fighting myself than feeling free and comfortable. Sometimes in the past year or so, there's been times where I've been bowling and I've been feeling really comfortable and free as a worse bowler. So sometimes you might be doing better mechanically, but it's not syncing all up together, and that's just what I felt like. I haven't given myself enough time with a two-handed game to really be competing on that kind of stage with bowlers that have been bowling 5, 10 plus years. I just wasn't as consistent as I'd like to be. And going forward, there's really nothing I can really do other than just continue to watch the film, continue to push myself, and look for things that can be improved, which is where I'm at. And to be more specific about the tat scores and such, I think in my qualifying round, my first two games, man, it's such a blur right now because it's been about a week or so. But I know that I was doing well, and I think I was about 30 over after two games. That's right. And heading into the last game, I knew, I was using the pitch black. There had already been a squad before us, so it wasn't fresh oil, but I was making it work. Just playing a little bit inside where the friction was, typically where I would play if it was fresh. And I was making it work, but I was fighting that, should I switch to reactive game three? I've built a little plus cushion, but let's maybe see if I can pop a good score. But I didn't want to like break away from what was working. And that third game, I had seven nines, and that really just started to weigh on my conscience. It's like, A, damn, maybe I should have used reactive because a lot of these nines could have been strikes. And B, once I missed one of the nines, it had that pressure of like, I can't miss any if I'm going to use urethane and try to, do a 200 game or so, or barely scrape a 200 game using that pitch black. But those nines, a lot of them were great shots. Some of them weren't, but none of them really fell. And they all just kind of stood up. It was 9, 9, 9, 9, 9. And that last game, I shot like a 160 or something like that. And didn't make it. Missed the cut, I think, by like about 30-ish pins. So that was my one take at the tat. I know if you make it to the next round that, you make 500. So to go in for 230, I thought, that's it. I need more work instead of just buying in more squads. And that was the decision I made. Could I have? Sure. I had done the VIPs and I thought that my scores were increasing, but just watching the film, watching myself, I don't know if you ever watch yourself when you bowl, but sometimes when I watch myself, I can tell if I'm locked in and I'm in the zone and everything's clicking right. More so back when I was doing no thumb. And I can tell if I'm just don't feel comfortable. And I didn't feel that comfortable, so I called it a day after one squad. And that was that.
Makes sense. Yeah, it's just I for me on video it's kind of hard to spot things, but I don't really break it down super slow, and but I'm not very good at telling the difference on video. For me, I need it to be pointed out to me a little bit more. But I do agree that it is kind of hard just when you're working on things to just go and bowl a big event like that and just try to make it happen.
Yeah, because I get it. There's things you got to worry about, nerves and oil and transition. But like when you're worried about your mechanics, and from the moment you release it, so a lot of times if I close my eyes, I could tell you if it's a good shot or not. That's how I know that I just have to iron out those mechanics so that way in competition they are muscle memory. I talked with Mr. Gary Otis about it, and he was just saying that I've been changing so much every so often that my body doesn't know what to do consistently. I know what to do if I just, do it a couple shots, but when it comes to just being like laser focused and just, because it's funny now that I'm a year away from a lot of times when I would record, I'm starting to see a lot of videos pop up. Because I used to record every single day. And I'm seeing a lot of the games that I would bowl no thumb, mechanically, probably worse, but I was doing it better because I knew how to do it. And a lot of things with the two-handed game, I'm watching two-handers bowl and I'm trying to do it like them, but then I'm not getting into the right position. So that part's frustrating me. And I just have to work through that. I've gotten a lot better. That's one thing, but it's slightly frustrating watching videos of myself from last year post higher scores of practice than I'm doing currently. So I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but there's a part of me going like, is two-handed game for me? Am I too tall? Am I too inflexible? Like, what are your thoughts with that?
So it's just yeah, it's just locking it in height wise it's not a problem because I think Jesper is taller than you, pretty sure, or you guys are the same height. But he the it's just a matter of getting it down and just practicing because, like what I said earlier, like you gotta kind of get it subconsciously so you can focus on the next thing. And that's
Right.
the tricky part. But you also have to go in order. So if you're working on something that's, if you're working on something that's caused by something else, then you can't really fix it because that something else is still there. So you kind of have to work your way through it step by step, and you have to look at the things that may be causing the other things. Like, for example, like what I was talking about on that weight transfer, if I my swing was not long enough, then it didn't matter if I did the weight transfer thing or not, I was still missing. But if this if I got my swing longer, it allowed everything else to do its thing. So it's just about understanding those little things that may be causing things like this. When you were doing the shovel, you have the bad slide heel, so you haven't even had an actual practice session with a slide heel on, or like a somewhere in between, to see if you stop shoveling it consistently. Because if you stop shoveling it right once you put that other heel on, then that fixes that problem, then you can move on to the next thing.
Absolutely no, and that's kind of where I'm at with it. Is that like it's frustrating, but it's the frustration that's allowing me to see new avenues of like, oh, okay, cool. I wasn't doing this right. Okay, got it. And a lot of times I only find that out by being frustrated and by doing it wrong. So that way I could do it eventually right. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what led me to my day at the nerd today, because like I was frustrated because I feel like I have all the tools, and like less than a week ago I was starting to make like almost 95% of my spares, and then all of a sudden I just started missing them all again, and I'm like, what is going on? And just spent the whole day at the nerd, got back at it on the grind, and that's why I think practice is much better than leagues, because you can't really focus on things at leagues. It's too short of a time. There's too much time in between shots, and you can't really think about what's happening and what's going on. And that's why I'm excited that now I'm down to one league, and then after May, I'm cutting out all the leagues. I'm just going to go straight to practice and tournaments from there on.
That's good, man. Sounds like you got a plan, and I think I'm gonna be bowling this summer. I need to bowl a league because I feel like just the routine, I miss it. I haven't done it in a while, and even when I get in a tournament, sometimes just the patience of waiting for other bowlers. Like I just want to get up there and bowl. But so until summer, I'm gonna be working on my mechanics and just getting better. And there's some other things too I wanted to talk about just with workouts, knees and toes, and diets and things like that. But I think we can add it on a different one. So, unless there's anything else you wanted to add on this one, I think that's all I had.
I think that's everything.
All right, man. Cool. Good talk.
Have a good one.
All right, you too. Hope you guys enjoy the next one. And until we talk to you guys, have a great week.